Talk Live, you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy them on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls. The show is about your calls. So we start out with Zach in South Carolina on the AMP line. Hello, Zach.
Hey, well, first of all, I wanted to respond to the fact that I was calling with great news about South Carolina, and okay. I'm just trying to keep a positive outlook on things and let people know that the great things are going on. We do have our problems, but I think just like New Hampshire, a lot of good is going on, but we still got a lot of work to do down here.
So why do you think that the South Carolina is seeing this resurgence in liberty?
I don't know if it is. I think he's just highlighting the good stuff that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot has to do with our governor. He was actually endorsed by the Republican Liberty Caucus when he ran.
That's good.
2 years ago. And he's been a great fighter against Real ID and really fought for a lot of budget cuts and control and spending and other things like that.
Well, it's great. I got to say that if you can have one good guy like that in a big position like governor, you can see some progress. The problem is if the one guy goes away, and then who have you got? If you've got all your eggs are in one basket, as it were. But good luck. I'm for liberty everywhere.
Yeah, if you can make it happen down there, that's great. So what else did you want to tell us about?
Well, I have a suggestion for college students that live in state capitals. Like I do.
Okay.
For a job that you can get is working with your state legislature, which I have a job doing that, and most of it involves mundane stuff, doing little tasks for the members of the House of Representatives.
Mm-hmm. So what are you, you're one of the office aides or something, or what is your job description?
Yes, I'm a page.
Page. Okay. And you get paid for that?
Yes.
So you're a bureaucrat then. How about that? What do you like the most about your job?
Well, we actually we're in the chamber every day when they're in session, and on a few occasions, I've actually had reps ask me my opinion on the bill.
Hmm.
And they just say, I'm not too sure about this, and so I tell them, libertarian response, well, I don't think this is good because this is the nanny state. And
some people.
That's great. I mean, you're having a lot of success here. I got a question though. With all the money that the state government brings in taxes, do they ever let you, as a page, roll around in it and stuff?
No, we get minimum wage.
So you don't even get to look at the money.
We're not seeing all that money.
No.
But one of my favorite examples is last year, my rep came up to me and asked what I thought about the Real ID bill that was in the Senate at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, well, I think it's good, but it doesn't go far enough because it doesn't, it has a provision that will participate if they give us money. And I don't like that. And a few weeks later, when it was in the House, it was amended to take that wording out of it and make it stronger, just saying we won't participate. And I'm not claiming credit for that.
No, you never know, man. Maybe you did have some influence. It can't hurt to have liberty-minded people in those positions, I suppose. I couldn't stand it. It would drive me crazy. That crap's so boring. But congratulations to you for being able to take it.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think that it would be better if we could get them all in one state. Can you imagine if you have one liberty-minded page, up there putting liberty ideas in bureaucrats' minds? What if we could go to, in one state, have 50 of them?
Be pretty cool. Zach, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. And the suggestion, appreciate that too. 800-259-9231.
I know that there's a lot of liberty activists, like Zach, getting things done, and I'm for that. I think the concept with the Free State Project, which is what we endorse on this program,
it'll help leverage that.
What we say is, it's the only hope we have for liberty in our lifetimes. Yes, there are some good things going on in South Carolina. Zach has certainly told us about them, and maybe they have a good liberty-minded governor up there, and that's great. But if the idea is, and the only thing that's going to work, is getting a bunch of activists in one place, because so far we've tried things like this. There have been liberty-minded governors in other states. I believe Idaho had one for a little while, and that's been happening. All that does is that puts a little putty in the dam, which is, you know, springing leaks all over the place.
Well, yeah, and besides, to say that the guy is liberty-minded means he's just more liberty-minded than other governors,
sure.
Which, you know,
well,
does not mean he's principled, does not mean that he is really working toward liberty.
I'll take anybody who's 80 on the RLC, test.
He'd probably be a better governor for here in New Hampshire. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, better than what we've got, I can assure you.
But, yeah, getting people together, I think, would be best, because then you can leverage each activist's influence as times as many activists as there are out there, times all the people that they could possibly influence. And we're seeing it start to work here in New Hampshire. There's some really exciting things going on. Hey, we've got an update for you on the polygamist situation in Texas and some news out of the Supreme Court, which ties in. But first we go to the Ohio phone lines and talk to David. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, Ian. I was just wanted to call in and tell you two quick little stories. Last week we had a fire at my house.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Did
well,
it consume the house?
Nobody got hurt, and I was able to get the fire out, but it was kind of funny how it happened.
How's that?
Well, we put a pan on the oven, or in the on the burner and everything, and we were sitting there, and we were talking and everything, and, you know, I was getting ready to start cooking bacon, and I thought I hadn't turned on the stove, and my girlfriend was like, well, you want to go have sex?
Mm.
And I got a little distracted, and we went to the bedroom, and one
thing
led to another. So
the stove was on. You turned the stove on, and then she asked you if you wanted to have sex.
Yeah, and I got distracted.
Gotcha.
And so we had a grease fire on the stove and did some pretty decent damage, but I guess that's why you have insurance.
Mm. Did you have a fire extinguisher in the kitchen?
Actually, no. I had to use the nozzle from the sink to spray up in there to get it all out. So.
And it doesn't work real well on grease, does it?
Well, actually, we threw a lid on the pan to
smother
the fire out.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, and this is a lesson to everyone. It's one that I learned already in life.
Have a fire extinguisher
in the kitchen.
They cost, what, $20?
Even,
exactly. And believe me, I'm going to get one after this one.
Yeah, head on out to Home Depot or Walmart or something like that.
You know, that's the place the fire is going to start, unless you have a wood stove or something like that.
Yeah, for sure.
But the kitchen's the place where the fire is going to start. To have a fire extinguisher in there, to run into another room, it's going too fast.
Right.
And you need to have a fire extinguisher in your kitchen. Believe me.
Well, believe me, I got the fire out before the fire department got there.
Oh, I'm sure that's true.
Yeah. I mean, it took like 7 minutes for them to get there. But I had one little other story that I think you'll find disturbing out of Cincinnati.
Sure.
Which is south of us. There was a house fire down there, and two firefighters actually got killed.
Gosh.
In the fire. Yeah, it's pretty sad and everything. And, these two people that lived in the house, you know, the fire started in the basement and everything. They told them that everybody was out of the house. The firefighters went in there, fell through the floor, and got killed.
Bam.
Well, after the fact, these two upstanding citizens never had any nothing law against them. I mean, they were the respectables.
Mm-hmm.
They both have college degrees. They both work in high-tech fields. Well, they were growing some pot in the basement.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and, the whole house burned down, but the pot survived.
Oh.
Yeah, so they had it in a closet in the back, and they were also growing orchids in the basement also.
Is that how it started, the heat from the lights?
The fan, actually, that was to keep the orchids cool, caught fire.
Oh, jeez.
And started the fire.
Yeah, you got to have a fan.
Well, they tried to bust them on manslaughter charges. But they couldn't get those to stick because the pot lights were not connected to the same circuit that the fan was on.
Mm.
And they were trying to bust them for that. So now they just got to stick with a felony three in charge of these people that never did anything wrong in their lives with a felony three, which will end them up in prison for 5 years.
Now, and they told the firefighters that there was no one in the house.
Yeah, they told the firefighters that there was no one in the house. It's tragedy, but, it's even more tragic, and a lot of the radio stations are saying the same thing. The younger radio people are saying that you're going to create another tragedy out of these people.
It's so true.
That are going to go to jail.
Thank you for the call tonight and the story. We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
The Cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
This is George Winkers Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour, and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor had worked with him, and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work, and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the top that he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it in within a very short time. I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most. It was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to Spyville.com, that's SpyVille.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Those, by the way, include the bulletin board system. We've got over 340,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents. They do LLCs, patents, wills, trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com, code FTL.
1-800-259-9231. It is apparently night of the fire calls, as in fire stories. Let's go to the phones, continuing here with Matt in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello there.
Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind, Tom?
Okay, well, last night you were talking about hoarding and clutter.
Yes.
And I had a fire in my house in 2004.
Mm.
And it started in the basement in the laundry room. And I was upstairs and using the restroom when my daughter came up and was pounding on the door saying, "Dad, Dad, there's a fire downstairs."
Yikes.
And I ran downstairs, and sure enough, there was a fire behind the dryer. And I could see this flame just shooting up like, you know, like a volcano, like a Bunsen burner.
The dryer was on.
The gas line. The dryer was on. That's what started with the dryer on.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured the gas line had caught fire.
Oh, boy.
So I was trying to beat it out at first. I was taking a blanket trying to hit it out, and then the blanket caught fire, and
ooh,
things around me were burning, and I looked around, and I could see my daughter at the top of the stairs looking down all frightened at me, and I realized that I better get out of there. So I got the kids out of the house. I got the pets out of the house. I got on my cell phone. I called the fire department. I got around to the back of the house. I grabbed my fire hose, or not fire hose, my garden hose, and broke a window and started spraying water down there. And I stand right by the electric box, and I'm on a pump. I'm not on city water. So all of a sudden, the electric box just goes boom.
Oh, shoot.
Sparky, sparky, and I got no more hose.
Yeah,
water's
that's
not there.
Good.
So, yeah, at that point, there was nothing more I could do but wait for the fire department. And it was a rough night, but a couple of days later, after everything was settled down and everything, the fire department came and talked to me, and I told them what I saw. Their conclusion as to why the fire spread so fast was because of all the clothes we had down there. And I got four kids, so, yeah, we had a lot of clothes down there.
Mm-hmm.
But that fire spread so fast because it was gas that was burning.
Sure.
And I was trying to explain that to them, and they just wouldn't believe me.
Very strange.
So, yeah, I was amazed at that. I don't know if that had anything to do with insurance purposes or whether they were trying to make a case of negligence against me or what was going on.
Mm. How did it all play out? I mean, did you get the insurance company to cover the damage?
It was like pulling teeth.
Mm.
The insurance company wasn't going to cover the damage. They weren't, you know, there was going to be nothing paid for. And as it ended up, because it wasn't really my house, it was owned by my father-in-law. He held the title to it.
Mm.
And he wasn't living there, so they weren't going to pay me they ended up not paying me for any of my stuff. So
yeah.
I lost everything.
Yeah, my insurance company did not like it when I was trying to sell my house down in Florida. Apparently, you're supposed to tell the insurance company if you don't live there anymore.
Yeah.
And the house was empty at that point. And it didn't even have a renter in it. It was just empty, trying to sell it. And somebody drove by and they noticed that it was up for sale. And they said, "We're going to have to cancel your insurance policy. Because your house is empty." And I said, "Well, wait a minute. If the house is empty, doesn't that mean that it's less likely to get damaged or harmed?" And they said, "Well, if something happens, then no one's there to know about it, and so it could do more damage if no one is there," is what they said. So, yeah, if it's not in your name and you're living there, then it wouldn't surprise me if they didn't cover it. But you said you managed to get them to anyway?
Mm-mm.
They didn't cover my stuff. They covered my wife's stuff because she was the daughter of the owner.
Right,
and
they
covered my kids' stuff because they were the grandkids of the owner, but they would not cover my stuff. And we had talked to the insurance agency, the insurance agent, and he had told my father-in-law that everything would be covered. But when push came to shove, it wasn't.
That's
I ended up losing everything.
Damn.
So right now I have no clutter.
Mm-hmm.
I have practically nothing. But
yeah, so wait, how long ago was this?
This was in 2004.
Oh, okay. So not too long ago. Well, at least you got yourself out and your kids out, and that's the most important part, right?
Yeah, everybody was still alive, and that is the most important part. And in a lot of ways, it feels good not to be burdened with so much stuff.
Yeah, it's just stuff.
Because
you can always get it again if you want.
Right, and we had a lot of just junk. So a lot of stuff we just threw away and never even replaced.
Clean sweep. Very good, Matt. Thank you for the call tonight, sir. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So here is the news from the Supreme Court. They seem to continue every chance they get to expand the powers of the police departments in America, and they've done it again. According to the Associated Press, the Supreme Court affirmed yesterday that police have the power to conduct searches and seize evidence, even when done during an arrest that turns out to have violated state law. See, it used to be that if they arrested you and it was, you know, they messed something up, they'd have to throw out the evidence of the other stuff they might have collected.
And right.
They arrest you and you got a joint on your person, but that's not the reason they were arresting you for. They can't charge you for having the joint. Because they arrested you on false pretenses in the first place. And there's a case, of course, that went behind this. Unanimous decision comes in a case, Supreme Court, comes in a case from Portsmouth, Virginia, where a city detective seized crack cocaine from a motorist after arresting him on a traffic ticket offense. David Lee Moore was pulled over for driving on a suspended license. The violation is a minor crime in Virginia and calls for police to issue a court summons and let the driver go. Instead, city detectives arrested Moore and prosecutors said drugs taken from him in a subsequent search can be used as against him as evidence. According to one of the judges, he said, we reaffirm against a novel challenge what we've signaled for half a century. Justice Scalia said that when officers have probable cause to think a person's committed a crime in their presence, the Fourth Amendment permits them to make an arrest and to search the suspect in order to safeguard evidence and ensure their own safety.
What was the probable cause?
I have no idea.
Suspicion.
Yeah, he looked shifty. Moore was convicted on a drug charge and sentenced to 3.5 years in prison. The Virginia Supreme Court ruled that police should have released Moore and could not, therefore, conduct a lawful search.
I have to agree with that. I mean, the guy wasn't, you know, for his charge, it wasn't expected that we would be taken down.
They broke their own rules. The cops, by their own rules, are supposed to issue a summons.
Right. What they were doing was they were looking at this guy and assuming, this guy looks shifty.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go after him a little harder than we would the average guy. You know?
So they get away with breaking their own rules.
The Supreme Court that we have now, and I haven't lived through too many of them, but the one we have now will just back up the police state in any way it possibly can.
But there's a little bit more to this, and I'm going to tell you how it ties in with the whole FLDS situation in Texas. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Again, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer for a fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10. $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231 and bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, the Shrine of Female Listeners included. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com. Continuing a story from the Associated Press that apparently the Supreme Court has ruled in a case in regards to police searches. Apparently, even if the police arrest someone and it turns out that the arrest was completely illegal, and that in the particular case we're talking about here, the gentleman that police arrested was simply pulled over for a traffic ticket offense, driving on a suspended license, and the Virginia laws that the police claim to follow says that you're supposed to get a court summons and the driver's supposed to be let go in that particular instance. Well, they decided to arrest him instead, which is a violation of their own rules. But that's okay, because that's what government does. They violate their own rules. Eventually it gets taken to court, and usually the government backs itself up, thereby making it so their rules don't mean anything anymore, and it's okay if they violate them. That's what we see time after time again, when the Supreme Court continues to expand the powers of the police at every level in this country. And in this case, apparently the state's high court, so this was again turned over in the U.S. Supreme Court, but originally the Virginia High Court said that the state law restricted officers to issuing a ticket in exchange for a promise to appear later in court. Virginia courts dismissed the indictment against the driver. He argued that the Fourth Amendment permits a search only following a lawful state arrest. In a concurring opinion, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg says she finds more support for Moore's position in previous court cases than the rest of the court does, but she said she agrees that the arrest and search of Moore was constitutional, even though it violated Virginia law.
Well, what's the probable cause? That's what I don't understand.
What's the probable cause? He looks funny, apparently. They don't really get into that, Mark, but she claims it is constitutional. The Fourth Amendment is what they claim justifies the search, but the Fourth Amendment says the right of the people to be secure of their person, in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause particularly describing the place to be searched.
It's like 1984.
They take
what something says, and it means the opposite. The Ministry of Peace conducts wars. The Ministry of Truth tells lies.
Well, apparently their probable cause was that the guy had a suspended license, and so therefore it's okay to search him. I don't know.
I don't either.
It's just awful. The Bush administration and attorneys general from 18 states lined up in support of Virginia prosecutors. The federal government,
yay, police state,
said Moore's case had the potential to greatly increase the class of unconstitutional arrests, resulting in evidence seized during searches being excluded with increasing frequency. So they were concerned here that if Moore was successful, that then a bunch of other cases could be thrown out.
Right. You know, and that's... And then
we'd have to, let some drug dealers out of prison or let some drug users out of prison.
That's the thing that really gets me is, it's all based on drugs, this destruction of the Constitution, and, anything's okay. Oh, my God, if we actually follow the Constitution here, we're going to have to let some drug dealers go.
People might get high. Oh, wait, they're already doing that, aren't they? Well, they might still get high. Because that's what it's all about, is taking people that like to alter their consciousness via substances outside of the accepted alcohol and nicotine and putting them in a jail cell, as though that's going to help them or solve their problems for them. And anybody that actually thinks that's going to help someone, please call in. We'd love to talk to you at 800-259-9231. Looking to state laws to provide the basis for searches would introduce uncertainty into the legal system, said the 18 states in court papers. So there you go, police statist. You just won another battle in the Supreme Court. Now police can search you for whatever reason they want. It doesn't matter if they violate their own laws in the process. Who cares? It's all worthwhile if one drug user goes to jail, isn't it?
This is why I am for secession. I just, as far as I'm concerned, the Supreme Court is completely compromised. The executive branch is willing to do whatever it takes to get to throw Americans in jail. We have 5% of the world's population, less than 5% of the world's population, and 25% of the world's prisoners. We are a prison nation comparative to everyone else. We have more people in prison than any other nation.
There's
a huge industry behind people in prison.
That's true. Now, the amount of people in prison, does that count all the kids that are in foster care, too?
No.
Or in the care of the federal or state governments?
It does not.
Because in Texas, as you may be aware, over the past few weeks, there's been quite a bit of controversy over the fundamentalist Latter-day Saints church and how they've been treated, where the cops came in 3 weeks ago and they stole over 416 children, from their parents and took them into state custody. And word was that the reason the cops went in there in the first place, an alleged phone call from a 16-year-old girl who supposedly was inside the compound, turns out that was false. They haven't found the 16-year-old girl, and a news report now reveals, according to the Rocky Mountain News in Colorado Springs, a court document says the phone number used to report alleged abuse at a polygamist retreat in Texas had been used previously by a 33-year-old Colorado woman.
They didn't want to give that information up.
It's not yet clear whether authorities suspect Rosita Swinton of Colorado Springs made any of the calls that triggered this month's raid of the compound.
Who the hell else did?
It was her phone number, apparently. The arrest warrant made public today says a phone number she had used previously was used to call a Texas crisis.
I don't know what that means, a phone number she had used previously. Maybe it's a cell phone.
Who knows?
I mean, if it's not registered. Usually if a phone is registered in someone's name, it's called their phone number instead of a phone that was used previously by Rosita Swinton.
She is, by the way, currently unknown as far as her whereabouts are concerned.
Keep running, Rosita. You don't want to get caught by these guys.
No, you certainly don't. But here is the reason I bring this up, besides just an update to the case, the entire raid was based on just falsehoods.
Sure.
And
that's what it looks like.
So I don't know if it really ties into the Supreme Court, but it certainly sounds darn close. I mean, the Supreme Court decision said that if the cops arrest somebody under false pretenses, then anything they find during a search is still admissible evidence. So it doesn't matter if the cops break their own law. Who cares? So I wonder how that applies, if at all, to this particular case.
I'd say it does.
Because I don't think they made any arrests. Well, there was that one guy that got in the way when they were trying to search the FLDS compound. But he was just kind of like in the way of the cops. So I guess that does count. They arrested him. They confiscated 416 kids. But it was all based on false pretenses. And if the Supreme Court continues ruling in the ways it it has been. There's no doubt that if this FLDS case goes up to the Supreme Court level, they'll easily come down with a decision that says, well, clearly
they won't come
this
down with a decision. They just won't hear it.
Well, there's that. Or they'll say that, well, clearly this was in the best interest of the 400 kids, so therefore it's okay. Laws be damned, all of our procedures and the Constitution be damned. We'll do whatever we feel is politically correct for what we want for our purposes.
Mm.
And that's how it's going. That's what's happening. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. In other news, Wesley Snipes getting 36 months in federal prison, which is the maximum sentence allowed for his so-called crimes. What crimes, you might ask?
Failure to file, right?
Yeah, failure to file income taxes. He was convicted of three misdemeanor charges for not filing his taxes. During the sentencing, Snipes apologized. He said, I asked this court to show me mercy and the opportunity to set things right. This will never happen again. I'm very sorry for my mistakes or my errors. And he, however, the judge indicated that deterrent was an important factor in tax cases.
Right. It's not deterrent for Wesley Snipes. It's deterrent for
everyone else. It might get some idea about not supporting the gang with their finances. The judge said there's nothing unusual about prosecuting a celebrity. He never mentioned the words tax or taxes in his apologies, what he said about Snipes. Prosecutors, too, sought the maximum.
Oh, so because he didn't say the right words in the right order, the judge isn't going to accept his apology?
Well, they would have sentenced him anyway.
Yeah, right. I mean, look, you sentence him to whatever you're going to sentence him to. Don't come up with a bunch of cockamamie bull.
Well, here's some bull for you from the U.S. attorney. He said, we think it sends a real message. Again, you have to pay your taxes. If you dispute the taxes you owe, contact the IRS and go through the formal process. To continually just say, I don't owe taxes, you must show me why I owe taxes. It seemed his position.
They don't answer, though. If you write them up and say, oh, show me the law, they're not going to answer that.
It says here, the U.S. attorney says it seemed his position was ludicrous. Was it? Let's look at that coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a 2-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well, rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients. Your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark?
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So just start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Buy anything you might need for life, and over 41 categories to shop in, including used items. Whatever you buy, Free Talk Live gets a cut. If you start at amazon.freetalklive.com. Wesley Snipes looking at 36 months in federal prison. That has been the sentence handed down from the judge in the case. He did not fill out tax information, and the IRS, very upset about that. They wanted to make an example out of him. And the U.S. attorney said, "We think it sends a real message. Again, you have to pay your taxes. If you dispute the taxes you owe, contact the IRS and go through the formal process. To continually just say, 'I don't owe taxes,' you must show me why I owe taxes." It seemed his position was ludicrous. Well, I don't see what's so ludicrous about that. It makes sense to me. If they claim you owe taxes, then they should be able to show you why. What is the process that got you into the position of owing taxes in the first place? How was the obligation created upon Wesley Snipes to pay these taxes? The problem is, though, they won't answer your questions, and they'll just keep stamping their foot and demanding and saying, "You owe taxes. We don't care what you're saying. What you're saying is ludicrous. How dare you ask us to prove anything to you? We don't have anything to prove. We've got guns, and we're a violent gang." So that's what's happening.
You know, I guess what it all boils down to is you're in the United States. The United States government owns the United States, and therefore, since you're here, you've agreed to run by their rules, right?
Well, they're a gang, and the gang has territory.
The question
is, you're in the territory. If you don't want the gang to hurt you or your family, then you do what the gang says. It doesn't mean that you've agreed to their rules.
Right.
It just means you're scared of the gang.
You might be able to. You might be able to make a case. The United States government did, in fact, purchase Alaska. They did purchase the Louisiana Purchase. They purchased Pacific Northwest was one from Canada, Vancouver Compact or something like that. And down in the Southwest, it was something to do with the war with Mexico. But we purchased, the United States government purchased a lot of this land. But they didn't purchase ever New England and, the original 13 colonies. I don't know what happened with Florida. Maybe that came along with, I can't remember. It was mid-1800s. So they purchased that stuff. So you might be able to make a case the United States government owns that land, and since you live in that land, like the Louisiana Purchase, you'd have to abide by their rules. But when
that would
make
you a serf, right? That would make you a subject.
Well, it would make you a visitor on their property.
Hmm.
In the same way that if I'm here on your property, so therefore I have to abide by your rules. If I really, really, really want to come here, and you say, "Well, every time you come here, you got to give me $5."
Mm-hmm.
then, you know, it certainly happens at lots of places. You know, there's admission fees and things like that, so that's okay. But the United States government never purchased New Hampshire. They, you know, New Hampshire was part of the original 13 colonies that won against Great Britain, so they won their freedom.
Yeah, but maybe the New Hampshire government owns New Hampshire, and they just gave it over to
when
the United
did they buy
States
it?
Government. I don't know, years ago.
They didn't, though.
Well, it really seems to be, that to me seems to be the ludicrous position, Mark. The idea that these gangsters own all of the land in America or own
right,
significant portions of it.
Right, but they don't own the land. You know, I mean, one could make an argument that the corporation that is the United States owns the land in the Louisiana Purchase, Alaska, you know, the rest, mm-hmm. the western United States, all that stuff. They can make that argument. But you can't make that about New England and, you know, the 13 colonies, the eastern seaboard area. So I just wonder where they get off. How do they manage to do this? Where is the legitimacy of being able to say you owe this money? And I just don't think that they can say that.
They have no excuse for what they do. And if this is indeed a government by the consent of the governed, then how is it one can remove one's consent and not have this gang come after them? Because I don't consent to the federal government. I don't consent to the state government either. And I don't consent to the city government. I've been paying city taxes recently, but I've been thinking about not doing it anymore. You know, every day I get closer to actually taking that final step. I don't pay the federal government people. I don't want their services. They don't owe me their services in the first place. I will not collect the $10,000 that I put into Social Security. The gang can keep that as far as I'm concerned. Go ahead. If the IRS wants some money, go raid the Social Security account. They've got 10 grand. Take that away. You know, you've stolen my money from me already. You can have what you've stolen, but you're not going to get anything else because I want to live as a free man. I was told that this was supposed to be a free country, and damn it, I believed what I was told. And so I'm going to go and live my life like I am a free person. I'm not going to live as a serf. I'm not going to live as a subject. And I don't accept these people. I don't accept their rule. I don't accept their so-called authority. I did not consent to it, and I do not consent, and I will not consent. And I don't care if you put Wesley Snipes in prison for 36 months. I hope that, you know, I hope there are more people out there watching this that are just, they're getting more and more upset to the point where they're willing to join the ranks of those of us who have decided to stop paying. Because that's exactly what they don't want to happen.
Right.
That's the purpose here.
That's absolutely the reason that Wesley Snipes is going to prison is because they don't want you to do this.
Correct. Because they understand that if enough people get it into their heads that they are a gang of thugs and they should not be paid, they should be resisted against as all criminal thugs should be resisted against. And if people start getting that into their heads and enough people stop paying these goons and keeping their money and saving their money or giving it away or buying new things with it or paying off their debts or doing whatever it is you want to do with your money, then they won't be able to put them all in jail. They don't have enough jail space for all of the people that theoretically could stop obeying. But as long as they take a celebrity here, you know, the Willie Nelson over here, the Wesley Snipes over there, the Richard Hatch from Survivor over here, and they put them in a prison cell and they tout it across the headlines, then most Americans will continue to fall in line being frightened to death because they've got families, they've got jobs, they've got responsibilities, mm-hmm. and, you know, they don't want to have anything get in the way of them living their happy little lives. But the problem is the government won't stop. They're never going to stop taking more and more. There's never going to be a day where the government people, whether it's the state or the feds or whoever, where the government people just say, yeah, that's enough. We've taxed you folks enough. You know what? We're just going to lower the tax rates next year, and we're just going to keep lowering them after that. Has that ever happened?
No, they don't do that.
No, they keep taking more. And even if they claim they have a tax cut going on, you know, the Republicans like to claim that. Oh, look, you're getting $600 this year. Well, they haven't reduced spending. So nothing has changed. It's just they're playing with the numbers. They're just shuffling money around. That's all. They're still spending $2.9 trillion a year at the federal level or wherever it's at. I think it's around $3 trillion the last time I saw. They're not going to stop doing that. So you have to ask yourself, you know, at what point will you decide that enough is enough? Right now they might only be taking 30% of your income, but what if it's 50? And we're only talking about federal income taxes here, okay? So don't forget all the other taxes that add up to being like 70% of your income. But let's just talk about the feds. Maybe they're taking 30%. Maybe it'll go up to 40%. Maybe it'll go up to 60%. You know, ask yourself, where will you draw the line? How soon will it be enough? And we're just talking about taxes there. What about the police state stuff going on? What about all the police state crap that we were talking about earlier? The checkpoints. What about the just the insanity of locking up your friends and your neighbors for having a drug in their pocket, having a joint of marijuana? Over 1.5 million Americans arrested for drug possession in 1 year's time. When will you finally get fed up and see all of this tyranny around you and say, you know what, I've had enough of this. I understand that my assets are on the line and my family and my happiness is on the line, but I don't want to keep obeying because I don't want to be a party to this tyranny. I don't want to have my hard-earned money.
It's one of the ways that they that they manage to justify their tyranny is, well, we've done it this way. We've gotten away with it this long. We've managed to do it this long, and they'll make those arguments in court.
Yep.
So the fact is, every step of tyranny should be, needs to be stopped. Otherwise, it's justified by the simple fact that it exists.
It keeps building upon itself.
The IRS is able to put people in prison now because somebody didn't stand up and say something when it all came about. Oh, the wars.
Mm.
You know, they had to fight their war
fair,
or whatever.
Fair share. Well, it's not fair because this is a scam, and I refuse. Let's go to your calls. Anna in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live. Ladies first. Hello.
Hi.
Hey,
it's
Anna.
Dana.
Dana, what's on your mind?
Well, I was enjoying your conversation about the tax situation in the IRS, but I was really calling about what you were talking about a little bit ago about the FDLS.
Great. Uh-huh. We'll get into that. If you'll hang through the news, we'll bring you back an hour or two. Hang on, Dana. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number two is on the way. More FLDS discussion with Dana. TJ's on the line
Do you want to just rename the lady?
Dana. Sorry. TJ's on the line as well. He's going to tell us why marijuana shouldn't be legalized. I want to hear that, so hopefully he'll hang through. Hour two's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.